Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This is your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast, and today we're diving into one of the most exciting topics on the entire specification, the role of business enterprise and entrepreneurship. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final run-through before your exam, this episode has got you covered. We'll go through the core concepts, nail the exam technique, and I'll even throw in a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is a business? At its most basic level, a business is an organization that produces goods or provides services in order to meet customer needs and, in most cases, to make a profit. But here's the thing. Businesses don't just appear out of thin air. Someone has to spot an opportunity, take a risk, and make it happen. That someone is called an entrepreneur. So what is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is a person who organizes and operates a business, taking on financial risk in order to do so. They are the driving force behind enterprise. They see a gap in the market, a need that isn't being met, and they do something about it. Now, enterprise itself is a broader concept. Enterprise refers to the willingness to take risks and develop ideas in order to make a profit. It's about initiative, creativity, and the courage to act on an idea, even when the outcome is uncertain. Let's talk about the characteristics of a successful entrepreneur, because this is a really popular exam area. Examiners love asking you to identify and explain these traits, so you need to know them inside out. The first characteristic is creativity. A successful entrepreneur is able to generate new ideas, think outside the box, and come up with innovative solutions to problems. Think about James Dyson, who looked at the traditional vacuum cleaner and thought, there has to be a better way. His creativity led to the invention of the bagless vacuum cleaner, and Dyson is now a multi-billion pound company. The second characteristic is risk-taking. Starting a business is inherently risky. An entrepreneur might invest their own savings, take out loans, or give up a secure job, all with no guarantee of success. The willingness to accept this uncertainty is what separates entrepreneurs from people who just have good ideas but never act on them. Third is determination. Building a business is hard. There will be setbacks, failures, and moments of doubt. Determination is what keeps an entrepreneur going when things get tough. James Dyson famously created over 5,000 prototypes before his vacuum cleaner worked properly. That's determination. Fourth is confidence. An entrepreneur needs to believe in their idea, persuade investors to back them, convince customers to buy from them, and motivate employees to work for them. Without confidence, none of that happens. And fifth, and this is one candidates often forget, is initiative. An entrepreneur doesn't wait to be told what to do. They identify opportunities and act on them proactively. Now, here's a really important distinction that trips up a lot of students. The characteristics of an entrepreneur are not the same as the functions of a manager. A manager plans, organizes, coordinates, and controls. They carry out tasks within an existing business. An entrepreneur creates the business in the first place and takes the financial risk. Don't mix these up in the exam. Let's move on to spotting an opportunity, because this is where enterprise really begins. A business opportunity usually arises from one of several sources. First, there might be a gap in the market. A product or service that customers want, but nobody's currently providing. Second, there might be a problem that needs solving. Third, there might be a new technology that enables a new type of product or service. And fourth, changing customer tastes or trends can create new opportunities. Think about how Uber spotted a gap in the transport market. People found taxis expensive, unreliable, and hard to book. Uber used smartphone technology to create a platform connecting passengers with drivers, solving a real problem and creating a multi-billion dollar business in the process. Now let's talk about the concept of risk and reward, because this is absolutely central to understanding enterprise. Risk refers to the possibility of something going wrong, losing money, the business failing, or not achieving the expected outcome. When an entrepreneur starts a business, they face several types of risk. There's financial risk. They might lose the money they've invested. There's market risk. Customers might not want the product. There's competitive risk, rival businesses might undercut them, and there's personal risk, they might damage their reputation or career if things go wrong. But here's the key insight. Risk and reward are directly linked. The higher the risk, the higher the potential reward, and the lower the risk, the lower the potential reward. This is the risk-reward trade-off. So what are the rewards of enterprise? The most obvious one is profit, the financial gain made when revenue exceeds costs, but there are other rewards too. Independence, being your own boss and making your own decisions, personal satisfaction, the pride and fulfillment of building something from scratch, and business growth, the opportunity to expand the business and create more wealth over time. Examiners want you to apply this concept to real business contexts. For a new startup, the risk is very high. Most new businesses fail within the first 5 years, but the potential reward is also high if the business succeeds. For an established business launching a new product, the risk is lower because they already have customers, brand recognition, and financial resources, but the reward might also be more modest. The role of business is also about satisfying customer needs. A business that doesn't meet customer needs will not survive. Customers have needs, things they require like food, shelter, and transport, and wants things they desire beyond basic needs, like a luxury car or a designer handbag. Successful entrepreneurs identify both needs and wants and create products or services that satisfy them. Right, let's get into exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. You also need to know how to communicate it effectively to earn marks. First, let's talk about command words. When you see the word identify or state, the examiner wants a short, direct answer, usually just one or two words or a brief phrase. No explanation needed. For example, identify one characteristic of an entrepreneur. Answer. Risk-taking. That's it. Don't write a paragraph, you'll waste time and won't earn extra marks. When you see explain, you need to go further. You need to say what something is and why it matters or how it works. Use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. For example, explain one characteristic of an entrepreneur. Point. One characteristic of an entrepreneur is determination. Explanation. This means they continue to pursue their business goals even when they face setbacks or difficulties. Link. Without determination, an entrepreneur may give up when their business encounters problems, meaning the business would fail. When you see analyze or evaluate, you need to go even further, weighing up arguments on both sides and reaching a judgment. These questions are worth more marks and require more depth. Now let's look at the most common mistakes candidates make on this topic. Mistake number one, confusing entrepreneur characteristics with manager functions. I cannot stress this enough. An entrepreneur is creative, risk-taking, determined, and confident. A manager plans, organizes, leads, and controls. They are different roles. If the question asks about entrepreneur characteristics and you write about management functions, you will not earn marks. Mistake number two, stating characteristics without explaining them. Simply writing entrepreneurs are creative is not enough for an explain question. You must explain what creativity means in a business context and why it contributes to business success. Mistake number three, failing to apply risk and reward to a specific context. If the question gives you a business scenario, you must refer to that scenario in your answer. Generic answers about risk and reward without reference to the specific business will not reach the higher mark levels. Mistake number four, forgetting the non-financial rewards. Many candidates only mention profit when discussing rewards. Remember, independence, personal satisfaction, and the sense of achievement are also valid rewards that examiners will credit. Okay, time for the quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Here we go. Question one, what is an entrepreneur? Pause and think. An entrepreneur is a person who organizes and operates a business, taking on financial risk in order to do so. Question two, name four characteristics of an entrepreneur. Pause and think. Creativity, risk-taking, determination, and confidence. Initiative and resilience are also valid answers. Question three, what is the difference between a need and a want? Pause and think. A need is something essential, like food or shelter. A want is something desirable, but not essential, like a luxury car. Question four, what is meant by a gap in the market? Pause and think. A gap in the market is a product or service that customers want, but is not currently being provided by any business. Question five, give one financial reward and one non-financial reward of enterprise. Pause and think. Financial reward, profit. Non-financial reward, independence, personal satisfaction, or sense of achievement. Question 6. Why are risk and reward directly linked? Pause and think. Because the higher the potential gain from a business venture, the greater the uncertainty and chance of failure involved in achieving it. Let's bring it all together with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. 1. A business is an organization that produces goods or services to meet customer needs and make a profit. 2. An entrepreneur organizes and operates a business, taking on financial risk. Enterprise is the willingness to take risks and develop ideas. 3. The key characteristics of an entrepreneur are creativity, risk-taking, determination, confidence, and initiative. 4. Entrepreneurs spot opportunities by identifying gaps in the market, problems to solve, or new trends to capitalize on. 5. Risk and reward are directly linked. Higher risk brings higher potential reward. Rewards include profit, independence, and personal satisfaction. 6. The purpose of a business is to satisfy customer needs and wants. And remember, in the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context given in the question. That's what separates the candidates who scrape a pass from those who hit the top marks. That's it for today's episode. You've done brilliantly getting through this revision session. Keep going, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.